Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan escalated the purge of workers Tuesday suspected of taking part in the coup attempt by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Istanbul.
As the crackdown continues, Turkey's minorities worry that rising nationalism could once again make them targets. In Istanbul's Okmidani neighborhood, members of the Alevi sect of Islam watched the news with concern.
As an Alevi, I am very worried. I'm really expecting something to happen because we do not know where this country is heading.
With Erdogan's power reaffirmed and consolidated, there are new questions of whether the defeat of the coup strengthens democracy or deepens divides. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Republican National Convention moves Tuesday to the nomination of Donald Trump as the party's 2016 presidential candidate, along with the focus on the U.S. economy. Tuesday's speakers include Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, former presidential candidates Ben Carson, and Governor Chris Christie. Trump's campaign is likely hoping for a different response to tonight's speakers after accusations part of his wife Melania's speech Monday night was lifted from Michelle Obama's address at the Democratic Convention in 2008. Trump's campaign manager Paul Manafort maintains the speech belongs to Mrs. Trump. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an Afghan teenager's axe knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. On Tuesday, the Islamic State posted a video on social media of the purported attacker holding a small knife, but authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene appears to have self-radicalized and had no direct contact with the extremist group. This is VOA News. The U.S. is condemning North Korea's test firing of three ballistic missiles on Tuesday. Both the U.S. and South Korea said the missiles Pyongyang launched flew between 500 to 600 kilometers before falling into the sea off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
North Korea is isolated like never before. The international community is united like never before. You know, hopefully that will lead to a situation where North Korea makes a strategic decision to come out of the shadows of the international community and try to rejoin the international community. But before we can do that, they're going to have to make a clear commitment to ending these kinds of provocations.
North Korea's latest actions come a week after it threatened to retaliate against South Korea over the deployment of the THAAD missile defense system. The U.S. and South Korea recently agreed to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to defend against the North's increasing nuclear and missile capabilities. A community in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana is honoring one of three police officers killed by a former U.S. military veteran. Hundreds of people gathered at a church in Baton Rouge for a vigil Monday night. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the state will get through this tragedy.
And we are going to find a way in Baton Rouge and around the state and around the country, I believe, to come together and out of this tragedy, we're going to be stronger, more united than ever. And it's going to be difficult. It's not going to happen overnight.
Gavin Long was killed in the shootout with police after killing the three officers in Baton Rouge. A fourth officer, a deputy sheriff, remains in critical condition. A top Vatican envoy is urging both South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to peacefully end the wave of violence that gripped the capital Juba last week, leaving hundreds of people dead and thousands of others displaced from their homes. Cardinal Peter Turkson met with Kiir Tuesday and delivered a message directly from Pope Francis. Kiir strongly opposes a proposal by the regional body Intergovernmental Authority on Development and the African Union to deploy regional troops to Juba to stabilize the capital and act as a buffer between forces loyal to the president and those loyal to Machar. Turkson says the president conveyed that he is receptive to meeting with Machar. An Afghan official say the Taliban launched multiple attacks on Tuesday, including a strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that linked the capital Kabul with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holiday Ramadan ended in early July. For details on these stories and more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Voice of America.